From the 3rd century Desert Fathers comes the story of a young monk who came to the elder Abba Joseph and said, "Father, according as I am able, I keep my little rule and my little fast, my prayer, my meditation, and quiet. And according as I am able, I strive to cleanse my mind of evil thoughts and my heart of all evil intents. Now, what more should I do?" The elder rose up in reply and stretched out his hands to heaven, his fingers ignited like 10 flames. He said, "Why not become fire? Why not become fire?" The talents, the weights of gold coins that the master gave to his servants added up to a fantastic sum, $1, $2, and $5 million, a fortune. What so peeved the master about the servant who buried his million was not that he didn't turn a profit, but that he had apparently learned nothing. The master trusted them with $8 million, a huge risk. He expected them to continue his work, to carry on his enterprise by taking bold risks themselves. Like the young monk, we ourselves may go along, keeping the rules, saying our prayers, doing what's required of us, while God has handed us a fortune, blessing our lives in a million ways. Our spiritual and evangelical lives may be a timid, tepid response, marked by safety and security rather than boldness and courage. That, I fear, is where I find myself too often, even today. In his exhortation, "The Joy of the Gospel," Pope Francis writes, "How I long to find the right words to stir up enthusiasm for a new chapter of evangelization full of fervor, joy, generosity, courage, boundless love, and attraction. Yet I realize that no words of encouragement will be enough unless the fire of the Holy Spirit burns in our hearts." God dared to put his divine spirit into us. We can be risk-taking Christians because we have a risk-taking God. As Jesus spent his life, so are we meant to spend ours, continuing the work, carrying out his enterprise, taking bold risks, letting the gospel loose into the world. Why not become fire?